click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Ali ibn al-Nafis became one of the most famous doctors in Damascus. He gained popularity among the doctors of the Levant. And because the Ayyubid who ruled the Levant and Egypt at that time appreciated science and scientists, they sent the excellent doctor, Ali ibn al-Nafis, to Egypt, along with other doctors, so that they can learn more about the tricks of the trade. Ibn al-Nafis arrived to Egypt.
Welcome, delegation of the Levant doctors. I'm the Sultan's envoy, he sent me to welcome you. We were informed that you are the most skilled doctors in your countries, and we hope that you benefit from your stay in Egypt. This is Al-Nasiri Bimaristan, which was named after Sultan Al-Nasir Salah al-Din who built it. It is one of the best hospitals. You must have heard of it.
Of course. I have always dreamt of visiting it, to just explore it. And now, my dream has come true to not only visit it but also, work and study in it.
This experience will help you a lot, oh. Pardon me, I was busy welcoming you, and I forgot to ask you to introduce yourselves. What is your name, sir?
I'm Ali ibn al-Nafis.
Ibn al-Nafis, is it you?
Yes.
Your reputation precedes you.
Really?
As you wished to meet the doctors of Al-Nasiri Bimaristan, they were also eager to meet you.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Ibn al-Nafis started his new job, and he has proven his worthiness and his prowess as a doctor.
Your Highness, Sultan Baybars, Dr. Ali ibn al-Nafis is by the door.
Let him in immediately. Hello, great doctor.
Hello, Sultan of Egypt and Levant. What is the matter, sir? I heard that you called me for an important matter.
Yes, O Ibn al-Nafis. I have heard a lot about your prowess. Many princes were treated by you and were cured according to Allah's will.
Praise be to Allah.
When you came to Al-Nasir Bimaristan as an intern, who would have thought that you will become the head of it?
This is from the favor of Allah.
Everyone who visited you praised you, your skills, your good manners, your knowledge, and your piety.
These are qualities that any doctor should have. Allah has entrusted us with people's lives. But, pardon me, Your Highness. How is this related to the reason why you called me here?
It is closely related. You have all the qualities that I'm looking for. I decided that you will become my private doctor, Ibn al-Nafis.
The Sultan's private doctor?
Yes. And who else deserves this position more than you?
But, this is a full-time job.
What's the problem?
I have a lot of work to do. I have studying, authoring, and tutoring to do. Adding to that, my responsibility for managing Al-Nasiri Bimaristan, supervising doctors, and treating patients.
I will never hinder you from these duties. It's just that, I need someone who I can trust. And I hope that you will be this one.
Your trust is an honor, Your Highness. And I can't refuse your request.
Ibn al-Nafis became the most famous doctor in Egypt. This wasn't the end of his journey, as there was a more important phase that he had to go through. In spite of Ibn al-Nafis's interest in medical profession and superiority at it, he didn't forget his love for theology, the first thing that he learned and excelled in his childhood.
That's the end of today's fiqh lesson, and tomorrow, inshallah, we will continue.
May I ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
You are a famous doctor, and a doctor's job takes up much time. So, how can you have the time, or the ability to give lessons in fiqh or any other religious science, and even write books in fiqh as well as in medicine?
This is an important question, especially that I heard that you are planning to write an encyclopedia in medicine of 300 parts.
There is no difference between the two sciences, my sons.
How?
If medicine is a science of healing the body, then the science of religion is the science of healing the soul. In addition, Allah the Glorified and the Exalted has given me the ability of rapid writing. I have so many ideas, that's why I wrote plenty of books in each science that I was able to master. Praise be to Allah. And now, pardon me. It's time to write. And there's a lot to write.
Ibn al-Nafis was indeed a fast writer. Whenever he wanted to write, he would put a set of sharpened pencils in front of him. Then he would start to write swiftly. When the pencil that he is writing with becomes blunt, he would drop it and take another pencil, so that he won't waste any time in sharpening the blunt pencil. The peak of Ibn al-Nafis's life has come, as a doctor who believes that protecting people's lives is his first and most important duty.
It is a disaster. A disaster.
For every problem there is a solution, oh doctor. But first, we need to be patient and brave, in order to make the right decision, and act wisely.
It's an epidemic, sir. How can wisdom help us to face it? Look at the number of the patients who are occupying the beds in the Bimaristan. Twice this number is out there. This epidemic will kill a lot of innocent people.
I've already examined a lot of patients who have been infected with this epidemic. And I think I know how to treat it.
Really?
Yes. But there's something that needs to happen.
What thing?
The epidemic is spreading in villages throughout Egypt.
That's true.
So, we will not wait for patients to come for the treatment, as there will be a lot of those patients who will not be able to go to hospitals. So, we should go to them. I will meet up with all qualified doctors, and explain to them how to deal with patients, and treat them. Everyone should spread everywhere that has infected cases. It's a difficult task. But we must rise to the occasion. We will start immediately. Gather all the doctors. Allah, help us through the upcoming hardship, and make us a means of ending the affliction of the people of Egypt.
Ibn al-Nafis did everything he could to face this epidemic. After 6 months.
Praise be to Allah. You are healed, madam.
I never expected to survive this disease.
But you have survived, by the grace of Allah. You're the last patient who was infected with the epidemic. Allah has enabled us to eliminate it. Praise be to Allah.
People of Egypt will not forget what you have done for them, O Ibn al-Nafis.
The Egyptians wanted to return the favor to Ibn al-Nafis. So, they honored him and gave him gifts, and they nicknamed him the Egyptian.
Where is Dr. Ali Ibn al-Nafis?
There he is!
Sir, Ibn al-Nafis?
What is the matter?
You don't seem to remember me.
On the contrary, I remember you very well. You were the first to receive us when we arrived from Damascus.
That's true. It was an honor to meet you. And today I have good news for you.
What news?
The construction of Al-Mansuri Bimaristan, which was built by Al-Mansur Kalawan, is now complete. And a decision has been made to appoint you as the chief physician there.
But what about my work here? I'm following up the health condition of many patients. Also, there are some students whom I teach in the school attached to the Bimaristan.
Rest assured. You will continue teaching, sir. As for the patients, you can temporarily follow their conditions until Allah heals them.
It seems that you leave me no room for rejection. I accept the responsibility.
Ibn al-Nafis came up with important theories and he left his mark on medicine, as he was the discoverer of the blood circulation in the body.
Blood is purified by the two lungs, to keep us alive and to give the body the ability to function. Blood is ejected from the right ventricle to both lungs, where it carries air, then it goes to the left ventricle.
When European doctors quoted his discovery in subsequent eras, it helped him to develop medicine. Instead of departing this life in the prime of his life, as doctors predicted, Allah decreed him to live until the age of 80. When he suffered from a severe illness at the end of his life, some doctors recommended that he should be medicated with alcohol. But he rejected, saying,
"I refuse to meet Allah with some alcohol in my abdomen."
Ibn al-Nafis died after he had finished writing 80 parts of his huge encyclopedia and many other writings. May Allah have mercy on the soul of scientist, doctor, jurisprudent, and great author Ali ibn al-Nafis.